Hello, welcome to Cycle Systems Online Podcast. So here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are in winter. So here in Switzerland, we are skiing downhill. We are cross-country skiing. We are riding mountain bikes in the snow. It's all a lot of fun. But of course, most of my life living in the UK, winter meant rubbish weather. So just wind, rain, mud and muck. I remember going out mountain biking when I lived in Oxford, and we were living on a narrowboat, so we were on the canal towpath, and it's like, right, let's smash down to the city from Thrupp or wherever we were on the towpath and go and do some trails in the forests and such. The trail was just this muddy morass, and I set off on my mountain bike. And I can't have got more than a few hundred yards before the bike was basically unrideable. This mud had just stuck to the tyres that at some point the tyres just wouldn't move through the frame. I mean, this is back when mountain bikes had V-brakes on, the clearances and tolerances, you know, weren't what they are now. But also, I was just riding a generic tyre, the same tyre I'd had on all year. I can't remember what it was. No, it was about 2003. But essentially, there was just a completely unsuitable tyre for the conditions. And albeit, these are extreme conditions. So as everyone knows, one of the massive benefits of disc brakes, both for mountain bikes and for cyclocross and now gravel bikes, is the ability for muddy tyres to keep spinning and not at least block up in the brake. But of course, when you get a huge amount of mud on the tyre, it's a staggering amount of extra weight. And all of those people who say weight doesn't matter, they soon start realising that weight matters. You know, when it comes to outer rolling resistance and outer rotating weight, essentially. So there are mountain bike winter tyres. But like I touched on when I did the winter bikes podcast, it isn't so much like on the road where you're looking at a lot more puncture resistance, that kind of thing. Because with tubeless systems in mountain bikes now, and with a huge amount of space to throw the sealant in, and with weight maybe being a bit less of an issue, let's be fair, than road, what we have is the puncture resistance is less of a big deal riding off-road. What we're looking at is really the being able to ride through the mud and ride through the bad weather. So what is it then that we want to look for in our winter tyres? Well, one thing, of course, is the knobs. Essentially, what we have is we want quite a tall shoulder tread, as they call it, so the tread on the side of the tyre. That's going to allow us to lean the bike over as we normally would without it slipping away in the mud. But what we want is shorter and really well-spaced central knobs so it can shed the mud. And that was certainly the problem I had way back in Oxford 20 years ago, was the inability to shed mud, and it just all got blocked up. And once a tyre is covered in mud, none of those knobs are sticking to anything anyway. So essentially what you want is to have a really aggressive tread, not necessarily something you'd want in drier conditions in the summer, but something that's really going to keep you upright in the mud. Also what we want is a softer compound. So this is something that is shared with road winter tyres and even car winter tyres, etc. So it may well mean that your winter tyres don't last as long than a harder compound tyre. But essentially, that softer compound is going to make the tyre more supple. And the suppleness is going to allow the tyre to deform more easily and to give you more grip. Now, the great thing about all modern mountain bike tyres, pretty much everyone is running tubeless now. And that gives us the ability to run nice low pressures for really good grip without worrying too much about pinch flats. And of course, if you are concerned about your expensive rims, though I would recommend some sort of cheaper wheel set during the winter anyway. But if you're really concerned about smashing your rims, you're doing really hardcore riding, then definitely worth getting a foam insert if you're not already running them. So the sort of tyres that we're looking at then, got the Maxxis Shorty 3C Max Terra XO, got the Schwalbe Magic Mary Super Trail Ultra Soft, we've got the Michelin Wild Enduro Racing Line, got the WTB Verdict TCS. So essentially, you know, that WTB, for example, is listed as light compound, high grip. So the tyre manufacturers are very much telling you this is what the tyre's doing. So obviously, compared to road tyres, these are much, much heavier, but overall, they're perfect for the conditions we're going to be riding in. The best all-round winter tyre, a lot of people think, is the Schwalbe Magic Mary, and Schwalbe and Maxxis tend to be the very, very best tyres off-road again and again and again. In general, the Magic Mary is fantastic in almost all conditions. So through corners, on cambers, it's got a really, really soft compound. So think of wet routes, wet rocks, places where you'd normally slip out. Essentially, the soft compound's going to help there, and the mud clearance is really good as well. So essentially, you know, really, really good tyre there. One thing that's worth saying as well is if you can run a slightly wider tyre in the winter. So it all depends on the type of grip, the type of clearance you've got in your frame, and of course the type of riding you're doing. If you're doing a tremendous amount of climbing, although you may be doing less in the winter, fitting a 2.6 rather than a 2.3 really may well make all the difference in terms of grip. So definitely consider that as well. When you consider that tyres are around about £60 or $70, what have you, per tyre, it's not a huge change or investment. It's not like buying a whole new winter bike, for example. So it's quite a relatively minor change. Now, another thing that I'd really, really recommend is to think about the type of sealant that you're running. And essentially, what we've come across with sealant most recently is the new Silka sealant, which actually uses recycled carbon fibers. Now, it sounds like a gimmick, doesn't it? Oh, carbon fiber sealant, what next? And it was kind of developed as an experimental product by Silka. And we spoke to Josh Portner from Silka about this in our team camp interview with him for the VIP lounge. And Josh talked about discovering this sealant. They used a normal bottling plant to bottle the sealant, and it didn't work because the sealant was so effective, it was sealing up the holes in the bottles. So they actually had to develop a special bottling system. They had to build their own bottling plant to get this stuff into bottles. Another massive difference, which I think shows the effectiveness of the Silka sealant, is you can't inject it through your valves. It will actually seal the valve. It senses the hole and it seals it. Whereas if you imagine any other tubeless sealant, you have a 10 mil or 8 mil hole in your tyre. No, you know, the sealant is not going to seal it. So if I'm riding in the winter or any time of year, but especially in the winter when there's more likely to be a tyre damage, I'm definitely going to be going for the Silka sealant. While it's more expensive initially, when you're topping up, you use really quite a cheap or reasonably priced top-up solution, which is different to the starting sealant. So it definitely works out as very cost-effective and, quite frankly, a game-changing sealant. And I know a lot of people don't really take this on when they hear it. They think, yeah, but I've used Conti Revo sealant for years or Stans for years. It's great. Telling you guys, give it a go. It may well be the difference between walking home or not, essentially. So well, well worth fitting in there. So the last thing then with winter riding is, of course, just keeping everything clean. I know it sounds obvious, but a lot of people won't clean their bikes as soon as they get in or at all. And if you're going to get damage in the tyres, if you're going to be getting punctures, often what you actually have is objects stuck in the tyre waiting to puncture next time you get out riding. So definitely as soon as you get in, give the bike a really good clean. inspect the tyres, check, and then just replace as necessary before the next ride. So thanks for joining us for our podcast about mountain bike winter tyres. We'll see you next week where we've got talk about road winter tyres. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.